Ding dong. Yes. Come on, man. Come on, man. Who's this?
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Very cool. Now don't get me wrong, ain't gonna love Tom Jones. Did you ever see him play in person?
I have. I've seen him in Vegas. I saw him with Daisy Torme in the audience. It was her and I went to go see him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me that story. Yeah.
And yes, people are still throwing their underwear up on stage at him.
Did you?
Almost. If I'd brought any.
That'd be great to see a big old pair of men's underwear thrown at him.
He barely touched them. Like, he, like, reached down and kind of grabbed with his, like, first finger. And the next thing he's thin, and he kind of goes, waves a little bit and kind of.
Well, nowadays, it's like, ew. Yeah.
It wasn't a thong.
An old friend used to do the, who's the comedian that kind of warms up the house at, like, the improv, for example, before all the other shows come on?
What's the name of him? Or
well, no. What's that? Whatever that position is, the house MC or something.
Yeah, right. The house MC, right? Yeah.
So a friend of mine used to do that in the Irvine Improv, and his name is Taz, and he would do this, I think, on like Tuesdays or Thursday nights or something. So he's doing his warm up that evening, and I brought a bunch of friends along. We got the front table seat. We brought in all these different underwear, thongs, I mean, everything, every single style you could possibly imagine. And then I got this huge pair.
Wow.
This huge pair of granny panties.
Yes.
Yeah. And wrote a phone number on the back of it. And right in the middle of his set, we're like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And we just like, and throw all these panties up on him. And they're just hanging off his head, off his shoulder.
Yeah.
And this big old pair nails him in the face.
And the next day was the intervention, right, for Angel and her buddies. we reached rock bottom.
Wow, that laugh was a little truth, wasn't it?
That's awesome. That's great, man. I never understood that. I mean, like, you know, you throw your underwear at a guy and he's supposed to be like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
Now you just look at it and go, oh, my God.
It's like the equivalent of a dude's cat call.
Exactly.
I don't think this is going to get the reaction you're hoping.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get into this. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this. Omicron has peaked. We're over it, right?
Omicron continues to fuel new COVID-19 cases in the U.S., but federal health officials are hopeful the current surge has peaked in some places.
Good.
In some parts of the country, we are seeing the number of daily cases caused by the Omicron variant beginning to decline.
Yes, it's over, gang. Burn your masks.
On Friday, the White House coronavirus response team expressed cautious optimism about the pandemic's direction.
We're moving toward a time when COVID won't disrupt our daily lives, where COVID won't be a constant crisis, but something we protect against and treat.
Three new studies published today reach similar conclusions.
Good.
That the current vaccines still offer good protection against COVID-19, at least among people who've received a booster dose.
Fully vaccinated individuals are 16 times less likely to be hospitalized from COVID.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul tweeted that the state's positivity rate had fallen below 10% for the first time in a month.
Trending in the right direction. We're not through the surge yet, but boy, those numbers look good.
The CDC warned that it's too soon to relax restrictions like mask mandates, even in areas where the latest surge has peaked.
Man, oh man, would that be great, right? We talked about this the other day. There are some people that have come, they're slowly coming back here to KFI and iHeartMedia, and you can tell who they are because they're all masked up. They got shields, masks, gloves, and they avoid everybody in the hallway. And meanwhile, you know, everybody on this show, we walk around like it's never even happened. Wait, COVID, what? What do you mean COVID? We're vax, boosted, and ready to roll. Ding dong with it. I hope it is over because I'm so effing tired of every decision is based on this. You know, where you go, where do you go to eat? Do you have your vax? Do you have your vax proof? Do you have all this crap? I have not been asked in any restaurant I've gone. No, that's not true. One restaurant in Toluca Lake. I was asked to see a vax card, but every other place, not a single restaurant has asked me. And I don't know if they're just not asking anymore or they just look at me and go, wow, that guy's Studley. That might be it, right? Right? Okay.
Exactly.
That guy's too studly to ask.
That's it.
Is that possible?
Don't want any trouble.
That's the one.
You know, I love during The Office. I know there's a non sequitur, but I love whenever Michael Scott brings up H&R Block, and he goes, yeah, it was at like a convention for new hires. He goes, yeah, well, maybe you should go work for H&R Block, whatever they do. I have no idea what they even do. That's such a great line. I have no idea what H&R Block does. That's awesome. All right, we have let's do one more COVID story, and then we won't do any more until COVID, the next COVID, which would be 100 years.
Well, it has been a year now since the government began studying long COVID. It is now estimated that about 30% of those who get COVID will suffer from it.
Wait, 30%? Are going to suffer from long COVID?
30% of those who get COVID will suffer from it.
Get out of here. Really?
And for those who feel the effects of the virus for weeks, even months, it can be tough to find the medical care they need.
Yeah, and I got to take a couple months off. I think I had it, and I'm really feeling down. So I'll be back.
You too?
Yeah, I'll be back in June. No, but you know what? Crozier, there's no way that me, you, Angel, Bellio, and Stefush have not had it. There's no way. The five of us, we all get out there. I know we take precautions. We've been boosted. We've been vaxxed.
Yeah.
Somebody had to have had it.
Yeah.
Is there a test you can take to see if you've had it?
An antibody test?
Yeah.
I think so.
Will it show that you have natural antibodies? So you've had it.
I think they can distinguish between the antibodies, and they do a test of that to see if you had the COVID.
I'd love to see if I've been tested. I mean, I'd love to test.
Yeah.
Because, man, knock on wood, I just don't. I've not, in the last 2 years, I've not had anything.
There's been a couple times when I've had some symptoms enough that it wouldn't surprise me if I had it very mildly, a mild case of it.
Right.
But, yeah, otherwise, I kind of feel the same way you do.
But there's no way that the five of us have totally avoided it for 2 years the way we're working.
Yeah.
There's no way. Angel, and you don't think you've had it, huh?
Well, I think I did have it because I did go up to Seattle when everything was exploding up there in 2020.
Early on.
And when I came home, and at that time, everybody, you probably remember in the studio, a lot of people had like a, some type of a bronchial infection.
Did. Yeah.
And everybody was chalking it up to pneumonia. Like everybody's catching pneumonia, some weird thing.
Yeah.
But I got back from Seattle, and a couple days later, I just felt like the worst I've ever felt in my life. It felt like I got hit by a truck, and I was exhausted walking up one flight of stairs.
Wow.
And I was taking everything I could, like vitamin C, all kinds of things to help, boost my own immune system.
Right.
And like that, on my way into the studio, I couldn't even get a fill-in because all the fill-ins were covering for everybody else that was out.
Oh, man.
I was driving into the studio. I remember the exact moment, headed north on the 405, passing the 605, and it was like the clouds parted and the angels started singing. I felt better like that. It was weird.
That exact same thing happened to my sister. She felt like the worst she's ever felt in her life. She went home with chills, nauseous, headache, the whole run. And literally 2 hours after it happened, it went away in a second.
Wow.
And I told Dr. Ray about that. And we talked about it on the air, and I said, I think she had it. And I gave him all the symptoms, and it went away in a second. He goes, oh, that's not it. He goes, I don't know what that is, but that's not COVID.
My daughter had it just a week or so ago, and it kind of knocked her out for a good 10 days.
Really?
Yeah,
and she's young too, right?
Yeah, and Jen's daughter also had it. I think I know more people now that have had it than haven't.
Yeah, I had a friend who it wiped out his whole family. Wow. I mean, his two kids got it. He got it. His wife got it. The dog got it. The whole run. And I'm like,
that's rough.
Wait, your dog got it? He goes, yeah, our dog was six. We took him in. The dog had it. Right.
Wow.
And the dog was probably like, you a-holes. Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. I can't get out of here, but you guys can. Right. I get stuck in this stupid house. But I can't believe how many people are going to have long-term effects.
There were points in time where I felt like I was experiencing a slow death.
Peggy Marie is one of millions of Americans struggling with long COVID.
There was times when I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning in pain from my hair follicles to my toes.
Peggy's
Wow, that's a big ass area.
Follicles.
Wow.
My hair follicles to my toes.
That's everything.
Peggy's lingering symptoms have ranged from brain fog and fatigue to losing the nails on her fingers and toes.
Oh, my God. Oh. Wow. I wouldn't stick that in your singles, Ed.
Burf.
It's not like the nail died and comes off as a normal way. It would come up from the nail bed.
Despite the fact that long COVID is now recognized by the medical community as its own illness, experts say we still don't know how to define its symptoms.
Defining them is indeed a problem, because unless you know exactly what it is or have a very clear definition, it's hard to do research and hard to come up with treatments.
Dr. Otto Yang is the associate.
How about that guy's name is Dr. Otto? He sounds like a computer.
Or have a very clear definition. It's hard to do research.
Like that. Oh. Right there.
Do research. And do research.
That guy's name is, Dr. Otto.
Otto Yang is the Associate Chief of Infectious Diseases at UCLA's David Geffen School of Medicine. Yang says we still don't know what causes long COVID.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's believed to be tied to the immune system.
Is David Geffen still alive? He is, right?
I think so, yeah.
Why would they name a hospital after somebody who's still alive? Right?
Somebody wrote a big check, I think.
Yeah, I get that, but...
And I think at the time that it made news that he sunk a lot of money into the place.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally put that together. But I always think that they should wait till somebody dies to name a hospital after him. Because let's say he has radical cancer, right? And God forbid, he does. Or dies of a heart attack, then the hospital's named after, you know, like would you go to like Lou Gehrig Hospital?
Yeah.
Of course not. Right?
Isn't there a Bob Hope Memorial? Wasn't there? Or
yes,
like
yeah,
that?
There is Bob.
Before he passed?
I don't know. I
feel like I've heard that for a long time.
Doing that.
Still, it is a little. It's a little creepy. Strange. It's a little cringy, I think, too.
Yeah, and it's usually named after the family, not after the one person, like Geffen family or.
These are exactly the things I was thinking when they kept saying that David Geffen. I was like. I don't know. There's something a little...
I don't know. Look at me. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. We got some power outages out there. I'm not sure if any of them are related to the wind because of the wind or because Southern California Edison wants to shut it off to prevent fires. But we've got at least 20 homes affected up in Santa Clarita area. Fillmore, there's another dozen or so. The Moore Park area has 32 homes out. Simi Valley, 18. Malibu Mountains have 12 out. Santa Monica area, 32 people without power. Then down in Torrance, 67 homes without power. South of Cerrito, north of Long Beach, right off the 605, 99 homes. And then in the Downey area... let's see where this is. Southgate, 52 homes without power. Whittier, Downey area, 48. El Monte, 50. Monterey Park, 29. So, again, I don't know if the wind has knocked over some power lines or they're shutting it off to prevent fire, but there's a lot of power outages out there. Ton of them. So they're working their tails off to try to get it back up. But if just go to sce.com/outage. Dash center, and you can find them there, or just SCE.com.
And some of the other companies as well, because Chino, I've seen a few houses in Upland, some areas like that.
Oh, boy. All right, it's going to be a long couple of days here with this wind. They're expecting winds up to 70 miles an hour. 70 miles an hour. Unreal. All right, the FBI has a warning for you. About QR codes.
The new warning from the FBI this morning, urging caution for consumers when using QR codes. The agency says criminals are tampering with some codes to steal information and money, altering both the digital and physical square barcodes and replacing them with malicious ones. Mm. In Texas, officials in San Antonio, Austin, and Houston alerting the public of fake QR codes found on parking meters. So, How's it work? And how easily could you potentially become a victim? In October, we enlisted the help of Mark Ostrowski with cybersecurity firm Checkpoint to show you what could happen if you click on a bad website linked to a QR code.
I created this QR code you see here.
I scanned the QR code just as I would at a restaurant or store. It takes me to this site that looks completely legit and asks for my information to complete my payment. After I hit send,
it's thanking me for my purchase.
The information went where it's supposed to go to.
Yeah.
In this particular scenario, that just sent an email to me.
Like literally instantaneously.
Instantaneous with all the information.
Right. Wow. Man, oh man. I can't do any more scanning then of QR codes.
Right. The CCV code, the credit card number, email, address, all the personal information that I would need, maybe to assume your identity somewhere else.
So what are the concerns with QR codes? Because QR codes themselves aren't a problem. It's where it leads you to.
Exactly. So QR codes themselves are totally secure. But where the QR code takes you or who's creating the QR code for malicious reasons is what actually creates the scenario that we went through where it's redirecting you somewhere you shouldn't go.
Ah, this is horrible. Another thing I got to be worried about, huh?
So we know QR codes are actually quite useful, especially since the pandemic began. So remember, QR codes are not inherently bad. It's what the bad guys do with them by sending you to bad links. That's what you got to be on alert for.
So how do you protect yourself?
Well, George, so our experts actually suggest not scanning any QR codes that are outside of businesses just to play it safe and make sure that they weren't tampered with. But if you do scan one, look for things like misspelled words, wrong punctuation. That happens a lot on phishing sites. Also, with the URL that comes up, see if there are any extra words. And of course, does the presentation of the website look professional? If it doesn't, pay attention to the graphics. If something seems off, it probably is.
Oh, that sucks. Right?
Yeah, that's the first thing I do. I always look at the web address, the URL, to see if it looks legit.
Yeah, I was going to click on one like a week ago, and I was on the phone with my wife. And I said, "Hey, there's a QR code here that is going to lead me to a deal with some company." And she said, "Well, what does the QR code look like?" I'm like, it's a little black and then it's white. And then it looks like a square. Then it looks like two more black spots, then a white spot. And then it looks like an L. And then the second line, she goes, "I'm not asking you to explain to me the whole QR code. I'm just saying, where is it?" I'm like, it's in a store. I thought you wanted to know what the whole QR code looked like. There's four squares, one in each corner. And then there's a lot of lines and black lines, mostly black and white. Oh, it's all black and white. That's the whole thing. She's okay. I don't know how you get through life, bub. I don't know. All right, we'll come back and talk to Joe Buscaino. Yeah, he's the council member for the 15th district. Includes Harbor City, Harbor Gateway, San Pedro, Watts, Wilmington, and the Port of Los Angeles. We'll find out what's going on with this guy and how everybody in L.A. turned crazy overnight. KFI AM at 640, it's Conway Show. We've got one of the L.A. City Council members with us, Joe Buscaino. He's running for mayor, and let's chit-chat with him. Jumpin' Joe, how you, bub?
Hey, Tim, happy Friday. You guys are mixed well tonight with all these great tunes dating back to the 80s.
Yeah, that's...
Great tunes. A little hip-hop in there, I heard earlier.
That's all Steph Oosh, man. Our brand new board op from...
Good work.
From Eastern Europe. Yeah, he's just landed in this country. Very.
You know, as I get ready for my Friday night time slot, I turn to my wife, Jay, for some intel on Tim Conway. She tells me how you love Cleveland.
That's right.
You know, you go to Oregon. You're once a limo driver.
That's correct. Limo driver to the stars. Michael Jackson. The whole run.
Quincy Jones?
It wasn't Quincy Jones. It was, who did I drive? Johnny Cash. You may have heard of him.
Wow.
Lionel Richie.
Is it true that you actually saw the recording of We Are the World?
That's true. True story. I was driving Michael Jackson's lawyer to an award show downtown, and then afterwards, nobody told us where we were going. They just gave us a map and said, "Hey, take your celebrity here," and all these like 40 limos showed up. It was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Hey,
Bellio's an award-winning sports reporter.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay was telling me about that.
Yeah, no, she's great. hey, so I saw you at Brianna Kupfer's memorial. I thought that was very cool of you to go there. I did not see any other of the council members there.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I don't know what more do we need to do to elevate this, the issue of crime in our city. And it was important for me. In fact, I saw your Instagram post of promoting it.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I have to represent my city, be mindful of the family, and also be a voice to make sure this criminal who acted with violence and killed Brianna, that he doesn't operate anymore.
Right. Now, Joe, I know you work with these other, you know, council members, and you got to be careful what you say. But I think it is so shameful for not every one of those guys to show up, guys and gals to show up at that vigil. I think it's beyond shameful.
Well, you know, we have to do all we can to actually. It seems like you're finding politicians are coddling criminals instead of,
that's right,
you know, speaking truth to and also supporting victims of crime. And this is like we've seen nothing but chaos in our city, in our county. These random acts of violence from criminal homeless individuals.
Changing lives and families forever.
Yeah. I think because, you know, based on my background of being a police officer, I've been to crime scenes, Tim. Right. I've knocked on mothers' doors and let them know that their loved ones have been killed.
Oh.
It's just that different mindset based on my lived experiences. But in case in point, like, we have to do everything to stand for Brianna, stand for the L.A. County nurse, Sandra Shells, the 16-year-old Tiona Tioni Theus that was left on the on-ramp, on a freeway on-ramp in South L.A. These are women. I had a woman that was killed in Harbor Gateway. The two teenage boys in Watts that were shot right after school this week. You're seeing this chaos, the message being sent to criminals on the streets that, you know, if you commit a crime, you may get away with it. It's just nuts. And in the case of the Brianna's killer, he was operating in a city and county that doesn't have consequences. He visited multiple states. Look at his rap sheet, and nobody did anything to stop him, just to protect his civil personal liberties. Well, I'm saying we need to protect the liberties of everyone else as well.
Right,
we've allowed this violent person to have free reign.
But in driving around Los Angeles, I've not gone into that La Brea area in probably, I don't know, maybe a year or two. And man, it is homeless everywhere. It's crazy everywhere. There was one guy outside, and he was yelling. He said, "Oh, this is a government secret weapons hit on Brianna." And I told the guy, I said, "Hey, can we leave crazy alone for just an hour or so while these people mourn their loved one? How did L.A. become the home and the capital of crazy people?"
Well, they didn't listen to me 5 years ago when I said, you know, when you have a proliferation of these dangerous encampments where everyone around the country know to come to L.A., you can pitch a tent, do drugs in public. And when my colleagues, I told them we need ordinances that have teeth, that you need to arrest people for not going into a safe location. And you can't even say the word arrest around City Hall. You can't even say the word consequences. This is why I'm running for mayor. I've had it.
But God forbid, God forbid if somebody like you doesn't win, man, and this city gets another 4 years of this crap.
Well, I'm saying that. If you want more of the same, I'm not your candidate.
Right.
You know, when I was there the other day with you and Brianna's family members, they wanted me to speak, but I didn't want to be political about this thing. I just wanted to show my support for Brianna's family and the friends there. Elections have consequences.
Yeah.
You know, I was with this week. I got the endorsement from cops in the city. I'm really excited to have LAX PD officers, port police officers. They protect our main ports of entry, and also the port the Police Officers Research Association of California, the largest law enforcement group in California. Really blessed to have the support of officers in LA and beyond. But somehow our cops have become bad guys.
Well, the nice little sort of silver lining here, and I'm not sure if this has anything to do with the local crime spree or not, or the uptick. But our sheriff, Alex Villanueva, is going to have his own show from 8 to 10 p.m. every Sunday here on KFI to speak to these issues every single week. It's great.
Jay just shared that with me earlier today, and I just heard a promo on it.
Hey, by the way, how did train robberies go unmanaged and continue for such a long period in the shadow of City Hall? It's crazy.
You know, I've had issues with UP in South Los Angeles to the point where I actually held them accountable and wanted them to pay for the cleanup efforts. And since I sent that memo to them, I sent a motion.
Right.
They were able to clean some of our locations in South LA. But what you're seeing there in the northern part of the city, it's even the governor called it a third world country. I thought you can't say that. But
right.
The issue of the having more officers, more eyes and ears on the ground. The fact that the locks are very weak. I've been talking to a UP. They brought in resources from around the country, working with LAPD and the sheriff's department. But they've also said that they've made over 100 arrests, and yet they're not prosecuting those who've been arrested.
That's
and
crazy.
And going back to no cash bail, folks are not staying in jail today because of COVID. And you heard me say this on the show. Listen, enough with this COVID excuse. People who commit crime need to be locked up.
Joe Buscan is with us, Councilmember 15th District. You know, when I was growing up in the San Fernando Valley, I never heard any of my friends or family members or their parents talk about moving out of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Now I don't know anybody that is not discussing it. Everybody's talking about it.
I'll be honest with you, including my household. You know, when Jay
crazy,
says,
right?
we should consider leaving LA.
Right.
Why should we leave?
Right.
Our immigrant families came here with nothing. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into the city.
Right.
Why should we leave?
Right. We're letting them down if we leave. You're right.
Exactly. Exactly. And she says, then run for mayor and fix it. I go, yes,
that's right.
Let's go.
All right. If people want to.
We're hearing this a lot.
If people want to vote for you or donate to you, what's your website?
Thanks, Tim. First name, last name, joebuscaino.com, JOEBUSCAINO. And if you want to end street encampments in the city, go to saferstreets.LA. Saferstreets.LA.
And
you'll see my homeless plan.
And on a lighter note, what is Jay making to eat for Sunday's Ram game? And am I invited?
It's Gia's birthday on Sunday. So we got the Rams.
Good for you.
But, hey, it's going to be an Italian Sunday meal.
Oh, man, I'm jealous.
Little pasta and meatballs.
Woo!
I'm going to go to A1, get some Italian sausage. We're going to grill the sausage.
Mm.
Jay will make her killer salad. And
what do you get? Do you get chicken sausage? Thing. You get spicy Italian?
Just standard Italian.
Standard Italian. Look at you.
I can't bring chicken sausage to an Italian meal. Just does not count. What kind of question is that, Tim? Really?
That's great. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. Go Rams. And
hey, have a great weekend. Be safe.
And by the way, I don't know if you know this. You probably do because you're a sports fan. If the Rams win and San Francisco beats Green Bay, that next game is at SoFi.
It's here.
Yeah. Ding
it's
dong.
Here, it's on.
All right, man. Stay safe.
It'll
Tell Jay I said hey.
Be safe.
All right, there he goes. L.A. City Council member, the only sane dude down there, the only guy we'll have on. Everybody else is just crazy in the City Hall. He won't say that on the air, but he knows it.
It's the final
countdown to the Rams. Let's go, Rams.
The final
is Angel still with us? Or is she buzzed out?
I think she split.
All right, so it's just the guys. Belio's in the office knocking out Monday's show.
Do you remember when this song was used at every sporting event?
Oh, yeah.
Like at the beginning?
Everywhere.
They introduced the players.
All right, just between the three of us then, let's try to hit these games. All right, let's go with the picks. Let me see. The schedule. NFL schedule. Okay, all right, I got it here. All right, Stefush, let's start with you, dude. Since you are the sports maven.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, we got the... all right, who do you like between The Bengals and the Titans. I'm going to write these down, too, so nobody can cheat.
Do you know what cities those are in, Steph?
Ooh, that's a great question. What city do the Bengals play in?
I think the Bengals are in Cincinnati.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about the Titans?
I don't know those. Them.
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Okay, Nashville, right? Tennessee.
There you go.
All right, so do you like Cincy or Tennessee in that game?
I think Titans.
All right, so put us a Steph for the Titans. All right, Crozier, Cincy or Tennessee?
I'm going to go Titans.
All right, I'm going
with
Cincinnati.
They had a week of rest, and I think they're ready.
All right, so Crozier's going with Tennessee, Stefush, Tennessee, and I'm going to go with my boy Joe Burrow.
Do like Joe Burrow.
All right, let's go with 49ers, Packers, 49ers, Packers. You know the cities for those, right, Stefush?
For the Packers?
Yeah.
Green Bay?
Green Bay and 49ers?
San Francisco.
Boom.
Ready for ESPN.
Dude, it's like you play for the team. All right, who do you like, 49ers or Packers?
I'd say Niners.
Niners.
Oh.
All right, Crows?
I hate this game so much. I hate both of these teams so much. Oh my God, it's hard to pick.
It's hard to even be positive on one of them.
I'm gonna say Niners in an upset.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Niners in an upset.
I'm going Niners too.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's gonna be cold as hell, but the weather. I mean, aside from that, no wind, no snow is expected for the game, and it's gonna be a late game. It's gonna be a great game to watch because of the cold.
Oh yeah, no, it's always awesome. Yeah. All right, let's go with where do the Bills play, Stefush?
Bills.
Yeah. If you were a Bills fan, what city would you be in? I mean, if you were in the same city, the Bills
would. I would probably just guess New York.
Okay. That's
close.
Right. That's right.
Close.
Yeah, Buffalo. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then where do the Chiefs call home?
Oh, that's Kansas City.
There you go. Boom. All right. Who do you like, Bills or Chiefs? Stefferoni.
I would say Chiefs in this one.
Chiefs. All right. Croge.
I'm going to go Bills. I think they're ready.
All right. I'm going to go huge on the Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's.
I think they're going to find their groove this year. They may go all the way.
They're huge.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. There's three games. The final game is the. No, did we do all four? No, we did Rams.
One more.
Rams game. Okay, Rams and the Buccaneers.
Got to have to say the Rams.
Rams for. Okay, let me see. Rams, Steph, okay. Croach.
Just because you're going Rams,
Bucks?
I know. I'm going to go Bucks. Just to make it different.
All right. So Crozier's going with the Bucs. I'm going with the Rams big time.
Yeah, of course.
And I think they're going to destroy. I think they're going to dominate.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm? All right. So there it is. It is final. If you guys are playing my picks, I like Cincinnati, 49ers, Bills big, and Rams big. Crozier is on Tennessee. He's on the 49ers. Crozier also likes the Bills and the Bucs. Stefferoni is a Tennessee guy, loves the 49ers, is a Chiefs guy, and he thinks the Rams are going to beat the Buccaneers. So, you know where you're.
I will say that promo song for the Chiefs makes me almost want to be a fan. I think it's pretty. I like it. It really hypes the crowd up.
The chant?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where your Buccaneers are? Should I dump that? I did.
No, why?
Oh, I don't know. I think we got a letter from that a while ago.
Oh, you've done that before, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
The joke is, where are your Buccaneers? And the punchline is, on the side of your... And then the first four letters of the Buccaneers, but take out ears and put head in there on the side of your. Okay. Well, there you go.
I didn't catch that.
What it'd be fun to do that in a comedy club where everything has to be explained. You know, you have to water everything down and explain it.
It's like mansplaining comedy.
That's right. All right. Have a great game, fellas. Go Rams. Rams over those Buccaneers. We'll see everybody on Monday on KFI AM 640.